And now back to the news. There were several unusual new developments reported in Norwich this week. First Buses are introducing card reading machines on all their 270 buses, so you do not need cash to pay for a ticket. 10 robotic woodpeckers could be seen and heard in Norwich this week. Norwich City Football Club will be one of a few to host a new responsible gambling programme next season. But first come First Buses.
No cash, no problem, just hop on board. The fact is, there are very few places where card isn't king these days, and the latest business to embrace contactless payment is First Eastern Counties. It's a big move for the bus operator, which has fitted new ticket machines on all of its 270 buses. Understandably, an important priority for First Eastern Counties is to provide a reliable bus service and, along with the M-Ticket app, a simple way to buy tickets using your mobile, contactless payment is another way that can help keep buses running on time, despite increasing traffic congestion.
Some rather unusual creatures flew into our fine city for festival goers to spot. 10 robotic woodpeckers could be seen and heard on the green outside Norwich Playhouse, where they created a chorus of drumming that both surprised and intrigued passers-by. The woodpeckers also popped up in other locations across the city as part of the Norwich and Norfolk Festival. The curious creatures transform invisible signals from mobile and wireless technology into beats that their beaks to tap out into architecture, and they are the creation of Berlin-based artist Marco Barotti. It's a line of work that I follow, trying to bond nature and technology, and I produce audio robotic animals, said Mr. Barotti. The woodpecker is a sonic intervention, in this case in the urban environment, and what I am doing is called sonification. Explaining how his birds work further, he said, I only work with audio, so everything that I do moves and reacts to audio frequencies. So, pointing out the different elements of the bird, this is an amplifier, and this is an audio receiver. This is a loudspeaker. It's a simple full-range driver that is basically triggered with the very low frequencies, and it makes them, the birds, move. Mr. Barotti said he was pleased by how fascinated and enthusiastic people had been by the woodpeckers since they arrived in Norwich.
Norwich City will be one of a select few football clubs to host a new responsible gambling campaign. Launched by Skybet, the campaign is designed to educate players and staff about gambling-related harm. The programme will be launched across all 72 football league clubs next season, but will begin at Norwich City, Birmingham City, Charlton Athletic, Brentford, Accrington Stanley, Carlisle United, Lincoln City, Newport County, Oldham Athletic and Portsmouth during the off-season period. Epic Risk Management will provide each club with training similar to that which it has delivered at Chelsea FC, the Professional Cricketers Association and the Rugby Players Association. In addition, it will work with current networks within professional football to signport for any player or club official who requires it. The aim of the training will be to ensure players understand the potential risks associated with gambling, the rules around betting integrity, and know how to look out for signs of potential harm in their teammates. The work that will take place with the EFL clubs, players and staff alike, is a hugely significant step forward and will hopefully have a positive impact on all participants in the professional game for many years to come.
And now the first feature today is actually a long news article from this week's Evening News. The police were called when a man tried to shoot a giant rat with an air rifle. Here is Sophie Yeomans with the full story.